James Monk of Business West points out that thanks to inflation linking, business rates have gone up by almost a quarter in 5 years, at just the time so many businesses have been struggling with recession. Now businesses ready to recharge the economy and create new jobs, and business rates represent an unfair burden to SMEs in particular. That's why the pressure is mounting to bring change.
It's an insidious tax on business. Council tax isn't going up. Businesses are being used as a source of income for the government, and they're paying it regardless of whether they're making a profit or a loss.
And that's the point, isn't it? Because actually, in the 5 years in which, as you've said, business rates have gone up 25%, for many businesses, rents have actually gone down in that period. And that's, you know, there's supposed to be a link between the two.
There is indeed supposed to be a link between the two. And in fact, that's yet another sort of a piece of salt in the wound, because the business rates are normally reassessed every 5 years. And they were last assessed in 2010. But that was primarily correlating back to the sort of rents and leases that people were entering into in 2008, when the world was a very different place. So now they're still paying their rateable value and their business rates multiplier based on those values. They may have been thinking until recently there may have been a slight light at the end of the tunnel, as they should have been reassessed in 2015. The government have recently announced that's going to be pushed back now to 2017.
So clearly the Treasury is running scared here. I mean, this is a major source of income for them.
A major source, as and I believe it's around about £25 billion a year. So yes, it's a lumpy amount of money, which the Treasury does need to find. But equally, we keep on hearing, and it's imperative, that we help companies to grow and expand, because that's what's going to drive the economy forwards. A lot of small businesses, if they are micro businesses, are eligible for small business rates relief. However, there's an extension on that level of relief and an upgrade at the moment, but at the moment it's running, I believe, until 2014. People are entering into leases generally for far longer than that. What's it mean for 2 or 3 years ahead? Is it going to stay? And I think this is really why we need to have a freeze on business rates at the moment for another 2 years, to give business a bit of breathing space, and also to conduct a root and branch review of the whole business rates framework.
Well, indeed, because there are many that would say it's simply no longer fit for purpose. You know, here's a tax that was originally a local tax, which now the Treasury takes unto itself, and which is no longer in any way, by any measure, fair.
It isn't fair on business. I think it's a case as well from a retail perspective. The world of bricks and mortar retail compared with online retail has changed quite drastically, the balance. And we've all seen the challenges that are there with the high street. And there's the strange quirks of business rates at present. Charities, and quite understandably so, can be exempt their business rates. So for a lot of landlords, they're putting charities into their retail empty freehold shops, because at least then they aren't picking up the business rates liability of having empty space. Because this is something which a lot of people don't realise, is how the rules have changed over recent years of paying business rates on empty space. It's one of the reasons that some empty buildings have been knocked down in recent years, because the owners, whilst they would like to let them, can't afford to have them there sitting empty. So it is a case that the charities get the relief. It is one of the reasons why there are so many charity shops on the high street, which is infinitely better because it raises money for the charities and it's better than empty boarded up shops. But from an innovation entrepreneurial perspective, if there could be some sort of similar relief for startup businesses, wouldn't it be great to bring back some vibrancy to the high streets?
So we really do need what you've described as a root and branch approach to revising this. The problem, I guess, is that, you know, at the moment it's almost like a hidden tax. So the Treasury are going to have to be pretty honest with business, aren't they, and say, actually, we do need this £25 billion, but we're going to take it a different way.
Absolutely. We can't get away from the fact they will need to raise their money from somewhere. But it's the case that companies are paying this regardless of their financial position, regardless of whether they're making a profit or a deficit. So companies are paying it from day one when they move in as well, not as they build up their business.
It'd be a pretty unpopular move, though, to load even more onto corporation tax, wouldn't it?
Oh, whatever you do with taxes, someone wins, someone loses. I think it's the unfair balance that this has for businesses at the moment. It's the fact that a lot of small startup businesses, and it's why it's so important to get some decent advice, aren't really aware of business rates and the quantum of them. Years ago, business rates was a small issue compared with the rent you were entering into. It was an additional charge. For many companies at the moment, the business rates are greater than the rent they're paying.
Nobody likes to pay extra taxation, of course. But do you think that business would prefer to pay more, yet more, in corporation tax? Because at least then, you know, they only pay when they're making a profit.
I think that would be their reluctant favoured option, yes. At least there would be some clear clarity to it. And maybe there should be some underlying link to premises you occupy and the resources that you're using at the local infrastructure. But it needs to be more transparent and more agile than the system that's in place at present.
Very difficult, though, to abolish a tax, isn't it? It would be a bold political move to do that. You know, there's nothing certain in life except for death and taxes, somebody once said.
Absolutely. And I don't think complete abolishment will be the answer. There needs to be something there. But to have something which theoretically in January 2017, one's business rates will be linked back to what the rateable value of that property may have been into 2008, almost 10 years prior, I think that's a travesty from a business perspective.